Between 1859 and 1871, five brothers were born. Frank Grattan, nicknamed Grat, William Bob, and Emmett Dalton was born. Their parents were Lewis and Adeline Dalton from Jackson County, Missouri. Mr. Dalton was a saloon keeper in Kansas City, Missouri, when he married Adeline Younger. She was an aunt of Cole and Jim Younger. By 1882, the family was living in the Indian Territory, Oklahoma. A few years later, they had settled in Coffeyville in southeastern Kansas. Frank Dalton was the oldest and kept his brothers on their good behavior for some time as they followed his model into the law. He became a deputy U.S. Marshal, and his brothers rode with him in posses. Frank was killed when he was tracking a horse thief in the Oklahoma Territory. Brothers Grat, Bob, and Emmett Dalton also became lawmen. Frontier conditions for towns was often strained in 1890. After not being paid money owed to them, the brothers became outlaws. Bob Dalton had killed his first man at age 19. He was a deputy U.S. Marshal at the time and stated that the killing was in the line of duty. However, others noted that the dead man had been Dalton's rival for a woman. In March 1890, Bob Dalton was charged with bringing forbidden liquor into the Indian Territory. He jumped bail and didn't appear for his trial. In September 1890, Grat was arrested for stealing horses, a capital offense. But either the charges were dropped or he was released. Discredited as lawmen, the Daltons soon formed their first gang. Bob recruited George Bitter Creek Newcomb, Charlie Pierce, and black-faced Charlie Bryant to ride with him and his brother Emmett. Grat was visiting his brother, Bill, in California when the gang was formed, but he joined later, as did Bill Dolan, Dick Broadwell, and Bill Power. Their first robbery target was a gambling house in Silver City, New Mexico. On February 6, 1891, after Grat Dalton had joined his brothers in California, a Southern Pacific Railroad passenger train was held up in the town of Alia. The Daltons were accused of the robbery based on little evidence. Grat escaped and Bill was acquitted, but Grat was arrested, convicted, and given a 20-year prison sentence. According to one account, Grat was handcuffed to one deputy and accompanied by another while being transferred by train. After the train had gone some distance, one deputy fell asleep and the other was talking to other passengers. Grat jumped up and dived headfirst out the train window. He landed in the San Joaquin River, disappearing underwater, and was carried downstream by the current. Grat found his brothers, and they made their way back to Oklahoma Territory. Between May 1891 and July 1892, the Dalton brothers robbed four more trains in the Indian Territory. However, they only gained several hundred dollars. But they had worked well as a team. As they passed Orlando, they stole eight or nine horses. A posse chased them, but they escaped. 4 months later, the Dalton gang robbed several more trains, getting but a few hundred dollars and some watches and jewelry from the passengers. Bob Dalton had ambitions. He would, he claimed, beat anything Jesse James ever did, like rob two banks at once in broad daylight. On October the 5th, 1892, the Dalton gang attempted this feat when they set out to rob the C.M. Condon & Company's bank and the First National Bank on opposite sides of the street in Coffeyville, Kansas. They wore fake beards, but one of the townspeople happened to recognize them. An employee of one of the banks delayed them by convincing him that the safe was on a time lock and couldn't be opened for another 45 minutes. With that delay, word got out that the bank was being robbed, and residents armed themselves and prepared for a gun battle. When the gang left the banks, a shootout began. Three townspeople were shot, and Town Marshal Charles Conley was killed when he ran into the street after hearing the gunfire. Grat and Bob Dalton, Dick Broadwell, and Bill Power were all killed. Emmett Dalton received 23 gunshot wounds but survived. He was given a life sentence in the Kansas Penitentiary in Lansing, Kansas, of which he served 14 years before being pardoned. He then moved to California and became a real estate agent, an author, and an actor. He died in 1937 at age 66.